Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy. Yes, Grandpa. Go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
Whoa, this is Bobby the Boomer, the baby boomer's baby. Your buddy, coming to you today in my not mobile studio. Yeah, I'm just sitting here, a little bit chilly in Chattanooga. It's a nice, shiny, bright, shiny day. I hope it's nice where you are, wherever you are, and whenever you're listening to this, I hope you're doing okay. And what else can I tell you except the title of today's episode is Overwhelm Part 2. Yes, Overwhelm Part 2. Let's try to see. I think I edited out all the noise from construction before. I'm sitting here in the parking lot of my J-O-B, and they got some construction stuff going on, but I'm not going to explain how I edit stuff. Someday we will do that, but not today. Today, let's just get into the Overwhelm Part 2. It's a little bit more I want to talk about, and I'm going to have to remind myself because I think the next episode, so I'm going to get ahead of myself, I'm going to overwhelm myself, thinking ahead. The next episode is going to be when perfect is not perfect. Yeah, that came to my head because I was thinking about being overwhelmed and thinking about part two and thinking about what I wanted to talk about, and sometimes my little head, my thoughts get ahead of myself. It's kind of like chasing your tail when you finally catch it. You ever watch those videos? That's so funny. Little doggies, little puppies chasing their tail. They're chasing their tail and they catch their tail and then they don't know what to do. They look surprised. Sometimes they chomp down and they realize, oh, that hurts. They didn't realize it was their own tail they was chasing in the first place. And then they just kind of look stunned after they spit it out, and then they wag it a little bit and they start chasing it again. You ever feel like that, baby boomers? I've kind of felt like that most of my life. Yeah, chasing my tail, running in circles. You know, you've ever heard that story. Daddy, why am I running in circles? Shut up, boy, I'll nail your other foot to the floor. I know that's not a real politically correct joke these days, but it was funny when we was coming up, but let's not talk about that. Anyhow, so you ever feel like you're just on the hamster wheel? That's, I guess that we could say that. The hamster wheel when you're running and running and running and you just don't feel like you're getting anywhere. Do you feel like that, baby boomers? Sometimes I feel like I've been doing that my whole life, and I got to thinking about it just now, a split second. You ever have that microsecond of a thought, and it seems like it's a whole movie, a whole bunches of thoughts all connected together, but it's only like a blink of an eye? Well, I was thinking, you know, ever since I was young, I'm multitasking. Even though I say I'm not good at multitasking, I've overwhelmed myself ever since I was a young one, probably trying to please everybody. That's part of that. That is part of the problem. Let's try to discuss this, and I'm going to self-analyze, and hopefully if I help me, I can help you. Maybe some of y'all out there haven't figured everything out. If y'all figured everything out, you got the world under control, you're not overwhelmed, you're relaxed and resting, well, maybe you should make a podcast and tell me what it is, and I'll listen to you. Yeah, but for those of us that do get overwhelmed and do stress and want to stop that, like Bobby wants to stop that, let's just have a nice chit-chat, a little tribal chat, and we'll try to help each other, shall we? So I've been thinking, like I said, when I was very young, I was always trying to please my dad and my mom and try to be liked by everybody. So you have a tendency to just kind of go overboard trying to please everybody. You're trying to do things. Like I said, I went in the Marines just to be like my big brother. And then I went in the Army because my daddy was in the Army. Then I went in the Navy because my daddy said he wished he was in the Navy. And then I realized I'm trying to chase their dreams and make them happy, and I can't make them do anything. That's no more. You know, you ever have that, saying where you say, you made me mad. Well, in reality, people can't make us anything. They might physically be able to force us to do stuff, but if it's talking about emotions or thoughts, we're the ones that control our own emotions and thoughts. I know that was a big revelation for me, and it should be for those out there that haven't revelationized it or realized it yet. Yeah, we're in control. We're big boys and girls. We're in control of our own emotions. We should be. And we shouldn't let people knock us around. I'm 67 years old and I think I've finally had enough. I finally had enough. Have you had enough? Maybe that's another episode besides when perfect isn't perfect. I've had enough. Yeah, I got the next three episodes lined up between Overwhelmed Part 2, When Perfect Isn't Perfect, and I've had enough. Woo! How about that? I'm on a roll. But anyhow, so I've had enough of that. I'm not gonna let people run my life or dictate on how I feel. I'm not gonna give them the power and say they're making me mad, they're making me this, they're making me that. I am the one that controls that. I'm the one that decides what I want to do, where I want to go, how I want to do it. I used to say, you know, somebody wants you to do something and you don't really want to do it. And so you do it anyway, because like me, I didn't like conflict. I didn't want to feel guilty. I don't want to be shamed. You know, people will shame you into doing something. Oh, that's okay. If you don't want to be with me, you don't want to go do that. That's okay. I'll go all by myself. And then you feel all guilty and ashamed that you're not being nice and you're not pleasing and you're not making them happy. So you go and do something you don't want to do. And then you're ticked off the whole time you're there, and then you make whoever it is that you went with to make them happy unhappy. I just said make them. I didn't make them, but you create an unpleasant atmosphere for them. They went to go have a good time, and now they're not having a good time because you're all resentful and ticked that you're somewhere you didn't want to be, but you went because you wanted to make them happy, and they ain't happy, and you're not happy, and everybody's not happy. So let's stop that. If you don't want to go somewhere and somebody says, let's go here, say, I don't want to go there. And if they try to guilt you, say, I'm sorry, I just don't want to go. And in my case, I can actually say to certain individuals, well, remember last time you said you wanted me to go somewhere with you? And I said no, and then you kept on at it until I went with you. And then I was miserable, and then you said everybody was around there, and they were all noticing that I was miserable, and I was very rude and unpleasant. So let's not do that again. If I say no, just let it go. Just deal with it. If you want to go somewhere, then go. And if you want me to go with you and I don't want to go with you, well, I'm sorry that it doesn't, you don't like that. But I am trying to unload the overwhelm that I have borne or bared or carried for so many years. I've carried around so many rocks and so many loads and so much guilt, so much shame and so much garbage from so many other people, plus my own that I've piled on myself, beating myself up for not being enough or not being this or not doing that or whatever it is. I'm sick and tired of doing that because it just wears me out. And people that wear you out, you ever notice they don't care? People that come in and meddle in your life and mess around and do something offensive or abusive or whatever it is, and then they go home and do whatever they're doing and they sleep like babies at night. They don't think about you. You're thinking about that. Did you ever do that, baby boomers? You run that loop? He did that to me, and he said, and I should have said, and then they said, and he did, and I should have done, and but I did. Oh, I'm going to run that over in like a movie loop over and over and over and get angrier and more angry. That's overwhelm that we don't need, and I've done too much of that. And I came to the realization, you know, while I'm laying awake being ticked off and running that loop up, person that did whatever they did or said whatever they said, they're probably at home. I don't know if baby snored, but people say sleep like a baby. I don't know why people say that either, because babies usually toss and turn and whine and cry because they're wet or hungry or something or fussing. Maybe somewhere along the line, babies used to sleep really good and really solid, but you won't get that from a lot of mamas that are telling you that their babies are up at night and screaming and blah, 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 whatever. Anyhow, I digress. So people that hurt and do things, people that are mean don't really care about us. Baby boomers, that's why they're mean. They don't care. They care about themselves. They care about doing what they want to do when they want to do it. So why do we give them power over us? And people that aren't mean, that mean well, but they really want you to be with them, and they kind of get pushy. I guess that's a nice way of saying pushy. They kind of get excited about wanting to have their way, so they just keep at it keep at it, being persistent like that widow in the Bible, just kept going to the judge, kept going to the judge, and the judge finally said, look, I'm just going to give her what she wants so she'll leave me alone. Did you ever do that, baby boomers? You give in because you just want to have them stop bothering you. What's the balance? Well, I guess you have to decide whether you'd rather have them stop bothering you, go do something you don't want to do, or just deal with it right off the bat, which is what I'm trying to do now, seeing how that works out, because I never used to do that before, where you just say, no, I don't want to do that, and they give their reason why they want you to do that, and you say, I said I don't want to do that, can we talk about something else? And if they keep pushing, well, I've learned if somebody's not going to act right when you're in their presence, then you remove your presence. If they won't go away, then we can go away, baby boomers. You can just walk away. Some people say that's rude when you walk away while they're talking, but if you put your hands up nice like you surrender and you say, I really don't want to talk about this now, we can talk about it later when you're not so excited or not so angry or not so pushy. Maybe that's not good to say that, but just say very nicely, we might be able to talk about this later, but right now I do not want to talk about it. I am going to leave. And when you say that, you're giving them warning. It's not like you just, I know if you just throw your hands up like talk to the hand and then you turn around and walk off and jiggle while you're walking. I know that's kind of rude. But let's not be rude. Let's just not let people bowl us over and push us around and try to make us do something and overwhelm us with something that we don't want to do. How about that? How about if we do that? How about if we practice inner peace first? Yes, we have that peace, one of the fruits of the spirits I talked about in a prior episode. You can go back to my show notes and find that. And if you want to, you can listen to that at your leisure. You can download it, listen to it. Well, let's finish this show first. But if you want to, you can go back in show notes, listen to any of my shows. If you'd like to subscribe, you can do that. You can subscribe to Bobby the Boomer, and every time a new show comes out, you will be notified and you won't miss a single one. And if you want to rate me, you can do that. I know that iTunes has a rating system of 1 to 5. 5 is the best. 1 is the lowest. You can give me whatever you think I deserve or whatever is on your mind. Either way, that's up to you, and I will be okay with that because that's your right to do and say what you feel. Yes, just let's be nice to each other. You don't have to if you don't want to, but that's okay. Anyhow, back to the old overwhelm. So, I'm getting to learn stuff, and I'm so glad, even at my 67-year-old baby boomer old age, and it's not really old considering I still got a few years left, and there are some baby boomers a lot older than me. My mom is 98, so she got a few years on me, and I got a little bit of catching up to do, but I'm so glad. Do you know people, baby boomers? Do you know folks in our age category or older, or maybe even a little bit younger? They got it all figured out. And ain't no telling them nothing. You can't tell them anything. They know they're right. They know everybody else is wrong. And you need to get in line with what they're saying or get off the boat. Get on off of here. Get on out of here. You got to get along with what they say or you just ain't right. You know those people, no matter what you say, they don't want to learn. They got it all figured out. Well, I don't know anybody on this earth that's ever lived except Jesus Christ that had it all figured out. It even says in one verse that he learned obedience. He learned. Jesus learned while he was on this earth. Now, you'd think he knew everything, right? But it says he learned. That's what the verse says. So, I am still learning, and I'm glad that I'm still learning, and I hope that you can still learn, too, and I hope that you're wanting to learn how to not be overwhelmed. If you are overwhelmed, I would like to help you the way I would like to help me. So we're kind of, like I said, having a nice tribal family, a little talk, chat here, discussing things, pondering things, and maybe kicking around ideas on how to overcome overwhelm. Yes, and I've been thinking about that a lot, not only because of personal things in my life with people that I love that are kind of wanting certain things that I just can't provide for them, but it's also kind of hit a boiling point or over the top of just overflowing, overwhelming. Just too much. That's just too much. We got a lot of work to do here at the hospital. We are biomeds. We fix medical equipment and we inspect medical equipment. And we don't have enough people. I know when COVID came, a lot of people got laid off and left. And a lot of people didn't come back. A lot of people got let go because of the COVID situation, whatever. And it has not been the same. It is not back to normal, whatever normal is. But I know they have had 20 people in the shop that I'm at now working on stuff in the hospital. Now we're down to, I think it's less than 12, and that's including the managers. Well, that's not enough to do all the stuff that we need to do, but yet they push because you got to get the job done. Well, we got a bunch of military folks. We got people that have high ethics and high standards that want to do the best we can do for the patient and their families. So we push ourselves. We push ourselves and overwhelm ourselves to the point of exhaustion. And what does that get us? It just gets us more work, and then they don't want to give us help because we're making the numbers because we don't want to let down the needs of the patient and the families. So we work, and somewhere along the line, we just burn ourselves out. We wear ourselves out, and we get to the point where when we can't get it done because it's an impossible task, and none of us are Superman or Superwomen, they get all upset with us and tell us that we're not doing a good job, and you gotta do more, and you gotta do, well, you know, you can only do what you can do. Plus, there's only so many hours in a day, so that you can only do so much. If you can do whatever it is, if you could do one widget an hour, and you're there slotted to work for 8 hours, you get 8 widgets done. If you don't eat lunch, if you don't take breaks. But if they say, you gotta get 20 widgets done in 8 hours, spending an hour each. Well, that's like, and that's your magic, and you can make the clock stop, the sundial go backwards or something like that, like it did one time for a battle in the Old Testament. Hey, unless you can do that, unless God wants to do that for you, and I don't know why you would ask God to stop the clock so you can work longer, because if the clock stops, you don't get paid to pay you by the hour. You ain't going to get paid more for the work that you did. It'd be nice if you got piecemeal work. One time I realized there was a lot of folks, they were doing the one per hour, and I was able to make like an assembly line. I lined up 5 pieces of equipment. I was testing different stages of tests at a time, and then I'd be working on one while the other ones were testing. So we had what they call Chilton's time. When you charge it out to the departments, you charge per piece. I wished that I had got paid for every piece that I had worked on, because when I added it up one time, I was earning the hospital $100,000, the hospital I worked in way back when I was doing that. I was doing 20 to 25 pumps a day, syringe pumps, the ones that put the fluid in folks, the IV pumps. I was doing like 20, 25 a day, and at the end of the month, I was earning the hospital, or at least my shop, for the budget, fiscal, whatever, the numbers they do. I was earning them $100,000 a month, and I wasn't making more than $40,000 a year. How about that? That's kind of weird. So am I in the wrong profession? Well, maybe I am. That's what got me thinking. I need to change to something that isn't going to be overwhelming and overloading and stressing my little pea brain out. Because I'm kind of getting tired and weary and worn about getting worn out and overwhelmed and overloaded. And I used to think, well, if I stop working myself hard as I'm working myself, then I'm not a good worker. I'm lazy. And I don't care. And I realize, well, you know, I'm believing a whole lot of lies. But do you believe in things that aren't true? You've made them to be true. People say things about you, or you get labeled a certain way, or they label a certain action a certain way, even though it could be construed a certain way, but it's not really true. Like, if you do your job and you don't go above and beyond, some folks would say that's lazy, especially if you're working with a bunch of folks that are all high work ethic and, you know, type A personalities, go-getters, trying to do more than they're supposed to because they want to serve. They want to do a good job above and beyond. But if you don't match up with them, you're lazy. Well, that's what people would label you as. But is that necessarily true? I believed a lot of lies over the years about what people say I am, or who I am, or what I do, or where I go, and I try to match up with other people and the standards and goals that they make. And I finally come to the conclusion, you know what? I need to be true to myself. Have you ever heard that saying? I've heard it like a gazillion times, but I don't know if I've ever applied it. So I think I'm going to try to be true to myself. And one way to be true to myself is I'm starting to look. I know I'm trying to get Bobby the Boomer going, trying to work on the website, trying to do things, and I'm kind of overwhelmed with doing that and doing work and having family life and church life and all this stuff. That's kind of overwhelming, so I'm going to have to figure out how to take one rock at a time, prioritize what's really important to me. Instead of making everything important to me, that's one way we get overwhelmed, isn't it? We just make everything a priority, and then we don't know what to start first and what to get done, so we try to do it all at the same time, and it just wears us out. So baby boomers, let's stop doing that. Let's sit down and kind of evaluate our lives like I've been doing. I've been evaluating what I want to do, what I want out of my life. I don't have a whole lot of sand left in my hourglass on the top side. So, you know, we need to live each and every day and enjoy it and enjoy the now. I know I've talked about that before, but I don't think I've applied it as well as I could, as well as I should. So I think I'm going to start that. That's maybe why it keeps coming to me and coming back to me about being overwhelmed and how, you know, I'm going to just stop pushing myself to the point of exhaustion and anger and frustration, because the folks that are pushing me, like I said, they go home. And I don't think they're as stressed as some of us that are trying to accomplish what they're trying to get us to accomplish. And in the long run, if it doesn't get done, hey, maybe we'll get the help that we need. So we aren't so overwhelmed and overstressed as far as working situation goes. Sometimes we cut our own noses off to spite our faces. My mama used to say that. So maybe I'll heed my mama's expression and I'll stop whacking my nose off to spite my face. I'll start taking care of myself a little bit better. Asking myself, what do you want to do? I think the best thing to do is to take a chill pill. Yeah, maybe time. You got to slow down enough. And that's something that when you're moving so fast, you don't have time to think. You just run. So I think I'm going to take some time when I can. Some people call it naps. But in between my nice little nap, I think I'm just going to get quiet, be still, and maybe ask a question or two of myself what I really want to do. What would make me happy? What would not be overwhelming and overloading, but still productive and good for me and mine and the folks around me? Because I do want to serve mankind. I want to do the best I can for all that I can. But sometimes we just need to ask those questions. We need to slow down and ask ourselves questions and not let everybody else influence how we feel and how we act and how fast we go. Right? So let's do that. Let's try that. I hope that helped you in some way, because I know it helped me just talking it through. And that's why I love doing these shows. So that's what I have for you today. And I hope you do come back for the very next episode of Bobby the Boomer. And until then, I will just say goodbye and God bless.